Dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
It is state tournament week for baseball and softball across Kansas, and we are happy to be a part of your Thursday afternoon here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You are dialed in KMZA 92.1 FM alongside studio producer Captain Kirk Hillman. We are live and on location in Pratt, Kansas, the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. It's game number two of the four quarterfinals here today. It's the Onega Buffaloes and the Blue Stem Lions. Thanks again for tuning in. Brandon Tamman with you alongside Kirk Kilman. This is the 3-6 matchup, and the first game was an absolute dandy. It was the 2-7 matchup with Inman and Pitt Colgan out of St. Mary's. That game went into extra innings, and Inman moving on the 2 seed, they walked it off in the bottom of the 8th inning. It was a 7-6 final for the Teutons. So the winner of this one, the 3-6 matchup, Onega and Bluestem, will get the 23-1 Inman Teutons tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in one of the two semifinal tilts. Again, Onega coming in with a record of 21-7. The Buffaloes are the number 6 seed, and what a two-year stretch it has been for this Buffalo softball program. They dominated the regional tournament, 15-0, a winner against Blue Valley in the first round, an 8-2 winner against Donovan West in the semifinals, and then a 10-run victory over Valley Heights in that regional championship game. Last year, of course, they were out here in Pratt. They got third place, losing to Cedarvale Dexter in the semifinals. Cedarvale Dexter actually the number one seed in the field here in 2025. So the only two trips to state in Onega softball history this season and last season, only two seniors on their roster. This team is being built well by head coach Jordan Boswell, who is in the third season as the head coach and compiled an overall record of 52-22 during that three-year run. So this Onega softball team has been very good, and they're trying to take that next step forward here today, but it starts against the number 3 seed, the Lions out of Bluestem. They have a record of 20-3 in their regional tournament. They got victories over Elyria Christian 14-1. They beat Sedgwick 7-6 in the semifinals, and then a 12-2 winner in that regional championship game against Remington. Right now for Bluestem, they are at state for the second time in the last 3 years. They didn't make it last year, but 2 years ago in 2023, they were here. Overall for this Bluestem team, it's their sixth trip to the state tournament here in softball and program history. Five of those six trips have been in the 2-1A classification. They also had a trip when they were in the 3-A classification. Their best finish, Bluestem, here at state, just like Onega, was a third-place finish. They captured that back in 2018. Bluestem also the 2025 Tri-Valley League champions. Only one loss in league play. That was to Cherryvale. And their other two losses were to Halstead right at the end of the regular season. This Bluestem team, they started 16-0, but just 4-3 over their last seven, obviously sweeping that regional title with three consecutive wins. Going back to the Onega side, again, the sixth seed here today, a lot of storylines for them. They have been dominant. They have outscored their opponents 300-91. If you break it down, the Buffaloes scored at nearly 11 runs per game, and they give it up just shy of 4 runs per game. Let's get to the lineups here for this matchup here on KMCA. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman here. We are field side in Pratt. And we will start with the road team on the scoreboard, as we always do each and every broadcast. The Onega Buffaloes, the sixth seed in the field, a record of 21-7. Their quarterfinal lineup card looks like this here today. Addison DeChant, the junior third baseman, leads things off. Batting second is sophomore right fielder Mackenzie Dorsey. Batting third is the junior center fielder Jaden Haskin. Cleanup spot is the junior first baseman Abby Ringel. Batting fifth is senior pitcher Bridget Campbell. Batting sixth is sophomore shortstop, that is Willow Hostedler. Batting seventh, a sophomore catcher, Marissa Savage. Batting eighth is senior second baseman, Annie Force. And batting ninth, the junior left fielder, that is Ember Conger. So again, for the Buffaloes here today, DeChant at third, Dorsey in right, Haskin in center, Ringel at first, Cam- Hostetler the shortstop. Savage catching, Forsett second, Conger is the left fielder. For the Blue Stem Lions, the 3 seed, 20-3 is their record on the year. And their lineup here against the Buffs today goes like this. Leading things off is sophomore catcher Lily Huseman. Batting second is the junior left fielder Evan Neal. Batting third, the senior pitcher, that is Pilar Cox. And the cleanup spot is senior center fielder, that is Jewel Carlton. Batting fifth is sophomore right fielder, that is Danny Orpin. Batting sixth is senior third baseman Samaya Whirl. Bottom third, batting seventh, is Eliana Pearson, the sophomore shortstop. Batting eighth is sophomore first baseman Lola Guy. And batting ninth is freshman DP Reagan Harold with the flex position and playing defense at second base, that is junior in Samantha Wynn. So again, for the Lions here today, Huseman catching, Neal in left, Cox pitching, Carlton in center, Orpin in right, Whirl at third, Pearson the shortstop, Guy at first, and Harold the DP with Wynn, the flex, at second base. Again, the sun is starting to shine. It is mostly cloudy, just a little slit of blue in between in these mostly cloudy skies here today. It's a little bit chilly here today, low 60s, as we get close to this first pitch on KMZA. It was nothing but rain in the forecast all yesterday when I pulled into Pratt, all throughout the night, but appears to be the rain is going to hold off for us here today, although it is mostly cloudy. That sun is trying to fight through. A nice cooler temperatures. People got some blankets. They got the beanies. They got the hoodies a little bit and everything in between. And just glad to be a part of your Thursday afternoon for this state softball tournament coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back, get you closer to the first pitch. It's Blue Stem and Onega. It's state softball coverage. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Tanya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Pratt, Kansas, the site of the Class 2-1A State Softball Tournament. Brandon Salmon joined by studio producer Captain Kirk Hillman. We are roughly 4 hours apart, but appreciate the contributions each and every broadcast that we bring you across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Players are being announced right now. We are getting closer to the first pitch. A little bit late of a start time here today. Of course, that first quarterfinal going into extra innings. But again, bottom of the eighth, Inman, the 2 seed, walking it off. A 7-6 winner against Pitt Colgan. So two teams that were here a year ago, and Inman moving on. And we'll get the winner of Onega and Blue Stem in the 11 a.m. semifinal tomorrow. Let's highlight a couple of these key players here for both of these teams. We'll start with Blue Stem, the Lions. Their pitcher today is senior Pilar Cox. And she has had a dynamite season, 182 strikeouts with a 2.01 ERA. She broke the single season and career strikeouts record, or records, I should say, for the school. So she has etched her name into the record books with Blue Stem again for single season strikeouts and career strikeouts as well. Another name to keep an eye on here today is going to be, that is Huseman, Liliana Huseman, the sophomore catcher. She has had a very good season as well, a .566 batting average, and she leads the team with 19 stolen bases. Danny Orpin as well, who you see in the number 5 spot in the order, just a sophomore. She's had a great year as well. She leads the team with 13 doubles and has a .462 average. Five players in this lineup for Blue Stem batting north of .400. Again, for the Onega Buffaloes, and head coach Jordan Boswell again on the mound today is going to be Bridget Campbell, the senior pitcher. She is number 5 in the order today, wearing jersey number 6. Campbell's had a good year, a 9-3 record, a 3.48 ERA. She has collected 118 strikeouts this season. This Buffaloes team, again, averaging right about 11 runs per game this year. Six Buffaloes in the lineup here today are batting north of .400, and six girls in the lineup have scored at least 34 runs. Starting with the leadoff hitter in Addison DeChant, the third baseman, she's hitting .424, 9 home runs, and 37 RBIs. Abby Ringel as well, she is north of .400 at .438, with 4 long balls and 31 RBIs. Marissa Savage has collected over 30 RBIs. Jaden Haskin has also collected 31 RBIs as well, just top to bottom. This is an elite roster, and only 2 seniors. So again, this is a team that is built certainly to continue this great stretch, being in the state tournament for the second time in school history, but of course the second time as well consecutively, as they were a third place finisher last season. We'll step aside for the national anthem. The first pitch is on the way next. It's high school softball. Well, no, are we taking that back? It looks like we're going to get things going. So I apologize for that. We are ready to rock and roll. They push this start time up pretty quickly here with the first game going into extra innings. So the Blue Stem Lions are on the field. They're white jersey tops, blue pants. They got Blue Stem across the chest and blue numerals with yellow trim. Their pants are blue with a yellow and white stripe down both sides. The Onega Buffaloes, the away team here today. They got the orange jersey tops with the black pinstripes with black numerals and lettering trimmed in white. And the pants are all black with the Onega Buffaloes out of the Twin Valley League. Going up against the league champs out of the Tri-Valley League, of course, the Blue Stem Lions. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman. It is Pilar Cox inside the circle for the Lions. And the top three that we will see in this Buffaloes order, Addison DeChamp, Mackenzie Dorsey, and Jaden Haskin. We are ready for state softball quarterfinal action here in Pratt. 61 degrees. A little bit breezy conditions, that wind blowing out towards the left field corner as we sit on the third base side of the ball diamond in Pratt here today. Here is the junior third baseman, Addison DeChamp. Steps in on the right side batter's box with an open stance, resting that bat, now lifting above the right shoulder. And Cox's first pitch is low and inside for ball one, and we are underway. Buffalo's team, a record of 21-7. They were the 2024 Twin Valley League champions, of course, capturing the regional title in back-to-back years. And there's a nice swing, but a foul off there by DeChamp. Evens up the count at 1-1. Mentioned Pilar Cox, 182 strikeouts this season with a 2.01 ERA. Spins that ball right side of her hip, settles at the belt and fires. Check swing and did not go. Going to check down the first base umpire, and no go there. So DeChamp now with a 2-1 count. Jordan Boswell, head coach of the Buffaloes, third season at the helm. A record of 52-22 during her time. There's a pitch located well on the inside part of the plate, a called strike. And the count evens up at 2-2. Dorsey in the on-deck circle, and Haskin is in the hole. The Buffaloes here today. Third place finish a year ago. Here's a 2-2, and it's fouled away. Good swing there by DeChamp. Fouls it over the netting down the right field side. All these teams here, and there are multiple teams here that have made it in consecutive seasons, just happy that the two-time defending champs, McLeod Bulldogs, are not part of the field. Here's a slow roller to the left side. Is it picked up in foul territory? Just barely it was. Boy, it could have been an infield hit for DeChamp, but now has to come back inside the batter's box and face another 2-2 pitch. DeChamp, the junior third baseman, wearing jersey number 8. Working a long battle here with Cox. Open stance, resting the bat on the right shoulder. Now lifts it up. Little waggle to it. 2-2. Swing and a miss. And a lengthy at bat, and it results in a strikeout. And that's the first out of the game. That'll bring up sophomore right fielder Mackenzie Dorsey. Dorsey also bats on the right side, jersey number 23. And just like DeChamp, open on that stance. Lifts the bat above the right shoulder as Cox settles and fires in the first pitch. It is in there, the inside part of the plate, called strike, and it's 0-1. They'll mention 61 degrees at first pitch here today. It rained basically all night here in Pratt, but appears the rain's going to be off and out of our way here today. Next pitch a little bit low, just south of the knees, and the count evens up at 1-1. Good fan support both sides. It's quarterfinal matchup number 2 of 4 here today. Pitch, swing and a miss. Good cut, better pitch. And Dorsey now down in the count, 1-2. Onega, they dominated the regional tournaments getting to this point. And there's a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Huseman, the catcher, for strikeout number 2 and out number 2 here in the first. Good start for Cox inside the circle. Back-to-back strikeouts, and that brings up junior center fielder in Jaden Haskin. Now the right-handed hitter wearing jersey number 22. A little bit more straight up with their stance. Good bend to the knees. And the first pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Worrell is at third. Pearson, the shortstop, went at second. Guy's at first. Huseman, the catcher. Neal in left. Carlton, the center fielder. Orpin is in right. Next pitch missing. 1-1. As Cox has an opportunity to strike out the side for the Lions in this top of the first inning. Cedarvale Dexter, the number 1 seed, who lost to McLouth in the title game a year ago. Next pitch, inside corner, got it for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Haskin digs that right foot, back of the right side batter's box. Cox sets and fires. Just missed away. 2-2. Here on the junior center fielder in Jaden Haskin. Just getting going here on 92-1. State softball here in Pratt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Haskin goes down swinging, and the top 3 in the order for the Buffaloes are down on swinging strikes. Good start for Cox as she strikes out the side here in the first. Half an inning played, no score here in Pratt. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the first here in Pratt. First time up here for the Blue Stem Lions. The 3 seed in this field with a record of 20-3 inside the circle for the Buffaloes. Bridget Campbell, who settles in, a right-handed thrower against Huseman, the right-handed hitter. First pitch swinging, popped up left side of the infield, foul territory, playable, and 1 pitch, 1 out as DeChamp right in front of the Blue Stem dugout over there to make the catch. That's a good start for Campbell here in the bottom of the first. So one pitch, one out. That brings up the junior left fielder in Evan Neal. Five players in this lineup for Bluestem hitting north of 400. Neal, a right-handed hitter. Quick pause in the action by the umpire. Settles him back behind the catcher in Savage. No score here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. And a good spot there on the inside part of the plate. A called strike, and it's 0-1. Pilar Cox in the on-deck circle for the Lions, the 2025 Tri-Valley League champion. Campbell sets and fires. Took a little bit off and got the call on the inside part of the plate. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. Well, Cox was in the on-deck circle, struck out the Onega side in the top half of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Campbell racks up her first strikeout. Quickly, two up and two down, and that brings up, as we just mentioned, Pilar Cox. Cox this season inside the circle set the single season and career strikeouts school records. Batting for the first time here today against Campbell. Campbell's first pitch is fouled away. And it's 0-1. Bluestem just one loss in league play. That was to Cherryvale. Their other two losses, they were swept by Halstead right at the end of the regular season. Here's an 0-1 by Campbell, and a swing and a miss. Good spot upstairs, and quickly no balls and two strikes. Both these pitchers off to really good starts here in this first inning. Cox steps back in, right side, pretty straight up with the stance, slight bend to the knees, resting that bat above the right shoulder. Campbell spins the ball on her right hip, and settles, and deals. Got her on the outside part of the plate, looking, called strike number three. Good start again for Bridget Campbell inside the circle. She strikes out two here in the first. No score here in Pratt. We go to the second here on KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Abby Ringel leading things off here for the Buffaloes in the top of the second inning. We're in Pratt, 2-1-A State Softball Tournament. As Pilar Cox, her next pitch is a called strike. And it's now one ball, one strike on the Onega junior first baseman, Abby Ringel. Bridget Campbell, Willow Hofstedler also due up in this inning. As we are scoreless here in this second inning, next pitch popped up, foul territory, and out of play into the stands. And it's one ball, two strikes. Well, six players in this Buffalo lineup hitting north. A junior settles back in, one ball, two strikes. Cox sets and fires the fastball, but it's low, and it evens up the count at 2-2. Onega dominated the regional tournament. Big wins over Blue Valley, Donovan West, and then Valley Heights. Cox sets and deals. High pitch, but it's popped up. Playable left side of the infield. Foul territory. World goes into foul territory. Reaches up above her head to make the catch. For out number one here in the top of the second. Here's Bridget Campbell, the senior pitcher. Number five spot in the order. Where's jersey number six? So Pilar Cox inside the circle for the Lions. A good start. Four up and four down. First pitch here to Campbell. In the dirt. Ball one. Campbell bats from the right side. Slight bend to the knees. Resting that bat above the right shoulder. Now lifts it back up, maybe slightly closed on the stance. As Cox, the righty, sets and fires one in there. And that one a called strike. And evens up the count at 1-1. And the Buffaloes last year, third place finish here in Pratt. Looking to take that next step here in 2025. Here's the pitch. A little bit high, caught off guard, but it's in there for a called strike. Campbell shook her head no, didn't agree, but now has to protect. She's down in the count at 1-2. Cox sets and fires the two-strike pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Two outs here on the top of the second. That brings up the sophomore shortstop, Willow Hostedler. Boy, how good of a career she has had early on, and so good as a freshman. She was an all-state selection last year. Incredible pitcher, but didn't get the start today. They're starting Campbell, and Hostedler steps in and swings and misses at the first offering there and falls behind at 0-1. Well, Hostedler, a .512 batting average. She's hit two home runs with north of 30 RBIs. Next pitch high and away, evens up, 1-1. So Cox trying to set down the Buffaloes in order for a second consecutive inning as we are scoreless here early in Pratt. Cox gets the call, settles and fires. Fouled away. Good swing. Pitch was a little bit low and inside, but Hofstadler got a piece of it. And now 1-2. Well, Cox has struck out 4 of the first 5 that she has faced. Now it's a chance to ring up another one here. Here's the 1-2 by Cox. It is low. Good eye. Took some off of it. Now the count evens up at 2-2. As Buffalo's offense averaging just south of 11 runs per game this season. To be exact, it's 10.7 on the dot. 2-2, 2 outs, the pitch, swing and a miss. And Hostetler down, swinging. And Pilar Cox, she has struck out 5 of the first 6 here in the first 2 innings. We go to the bottom of the second inning here in Pratt. No score. 9KMZA.
At Community Healthcare System, we offer skilled nursing services at our Eastridge facility in Centralia. Since 1990, Eastridge has excelled in providing long-term care with a personal caring touch. At Eastridge, you'll find a home-like atmosphere, superior nursing care, therapy professionals, and a staff that treats their residents like family. Contact Eastridge today for more information or to schedule a tour. See for yourself why they are so highly rated by residents and their families. Eastridge Skilled Nursing, 785-857-3388.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bridget Campbell back inside the circle for the Buffaloes as we're scoreless here in the bottom of the second inning. And the first pitch to start this inning is in there for a called strike to senior center fielder for the Lions in Jewel Carlton. Orpin and Whirl will follow in this inning for the Tri-Valley League champs. Next pitch popped up, foul territory behind home plate. The catcher in Savage makes the easy catch for out number 1. So both these pitchers are off to good starts. Here's the sophomore right fielder, Danny Orpin. Goes by Danny, but named Danica. Coach has said, just call her Danny, it's good. Campbell eyes the first offering from Savage. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Blue Stem won their first 16 games of the season, but just 4-3 over their last 7. Overall record of 20-3. Here's an 0-1, and it's fouled away back into the screen. And quickly, no balls and 2 strikes here on the sophomore right fielder in Danny Orpin. Where's jersey number 9, batting number 5 today? Open on the stance, plays up in the box. No balls, 2 strikes. Campbell sets, kicks and deals. Just missed inside. It's 1-2. Well, shout out to a couple of local winners here already today. Valley Falls Baseball, a walk-off winner over in Great Bend to get their tournament started off right. And the Sabetha Blue Jays beating a familiar foe in Jeff West. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Orpin for out number two. Two up, two down here in the home second. That is three strikeouts now for Bridget Campbell. That brings up the senior third baseman in Samaya Whirl. Heavily open on that right side stance. And Campbell, the righty, fires. Misses it well out towards center field, but playable. Haskin moving back to her right a couple steps, makes the catch, and that retires the side. So both pitchers swiftly moving on through the first two, and we are scoreless and prep to the third inning we go after this on KMZA.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get Napa parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road, for heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Marissa Savage leading things off here for the Buffaloes in the top of the third inning. No score here in Pratt. There's a swing and a miss there. Savage quickly down. No balls, two strikes. Pilar Cox, she has been very good inside the circle here for the Lions to start. Six up and six down with five strikeouts. Now has the advantage at no balls and two strikes. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and down goes Savage. Kind of a half-hearted swing there, kind of hesitant to get that bat around off the shoulder. And the first out here in the top of the third inning, as it's now six strikeouts here for Pilar Cox. Game number two of four quarterfinals here in Pratt, of course. Got the Oskaloosa Bears, which will be on Care 93.7 FM. They got the late game scheduled at 5 o'clock, but we'll see how close of an on-time start we got there. One ball, no strikes here on senior second baseman Annie Force. There's a hard cut, but she missed everything there. And now the count even Stevens at one ball, one strike. Now the sun is finally peaking. Clouds are starting to move away just a touch. Now weather warming up just a tad here in Pratt. Still looking for our first base runner of today's game, as that one is fouled away back into the netting and forced down in the count at one ball, two strikes. Ember Conger is in the on-deck circle as well. This Onega Buffalo squad with a record of 21-7. Good for the sixth seed here in this 18 field. The Lions at 20-3. The three seed. Here's a 1-2. Popped up foul and just barely out of play. So it stays 1-2. So again, Pilar Cox, who set the single season and career strikeouts record, the Blue Stem Lions, has racked up six strikeouts in the first seven she has faced, and now has forced down at one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, popped up and foul again. So a couple of good cuts here by Force. Still behind at 1-2. The 2024 Twin Valley League champions going up against the 2025 Tri-Valley League champions. Another 1-2. Took a little bit off. It is in there. Called strike three. They call that one a knee buckler. Another strikeout. And Pilar Cox is in control. Make it seven of the first eight. She is retired via the strikeout. Here's junior left fielder Ember Conger. Just a tad bit open on her right side stance. First pitch by Cox. Swing and a miss. Four strike one. The wind is a little bit breezy, not too gusty. Blowing out towards left field corner. Another good pitch and a swing and a miss. And Conger quickly behind at 0-2. What a start here for Pilar Cox inside the circle for this Blue Stem Lions squad, wearing the white jersey tops, blue pants, white and yellow, with a stripe down each side of the pant leg. Next pitch a little bit high. It's 1-2. After that first quarterfinal game went to extra innings in which the two-seed Inman Tucson's got into it. There's a swing and a miss. Can't even finish my thought. And for the second time here today in three innings, Cox strikes out the side and works with quick pace. So 9 up, 9 down, 8 strikeouts for Cox. We go to the home third. No score here in Pratt.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, pitchers duel here in Pratt through 2.5 innings. Onega and Blue Stem knotted up. Goose Eggs on the scoreboard. Brandon Tavin and Kirk Hillman in studio on 92.1 KMZA. Bridget Campbell back inside the circle here for the Onega Buffaloes, the sixth seed in this state tournament. And she'll get the bottom third of this Lions order, starting with sophomore shortstop Eliana Pearson, followed by sophomore first baseman Lola Guy, and freshman DP Reagan Harold. Not only are we looking for our first hit, we're looking for our first base runner of the game here today. Campbell sets, Pearson steps in from the right side batter's box, and the first pitch by Campbell, low and inside for ball one, and the bottom of the third inning is a go. Mentioning the weather, of course, throughout, mostly cloudy, but the sun peeking through a touch from time to time. Next pitch by Campbell. It is in there for a called strike and evens up the count at 1-1. Well, for the Lions of Blue Stem, their sixth trip to the state tournament in school history. 5 of those 6 trips in the 2-1A classification, but one of those trips was in the 3-A classification. Fastball upstairs to Pearson. 2 balls, 1 strike. She has the slight advantage here on Campbell, who spins that yellow softball on the right hip. Now swings it through, and it's a ground ball right side through the hole and a base hit. So maybe the announcer Jinx played a part in that, mentioning we were waiting for our first base runner of the game, and it comes from Eliana Pearson with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the third inning. That brings up the sophomore first baseman, Lola Guy, wearing jersey number 15, batting from the right side. Guy plays up in the box, tad bit open on the stance. First base runner with Pearson at first base. Nobody out, no score, home third. Here's Campbell's first pitch. It is a check swing, but she went around for strike number one. So finally, a little emphasis on the defensive side here for the Buffaloes. First base runner here in the bottom of the third inning. The ball's 1 strike here on Guy. Here's the pitch. It is high and away. Stolen base attempt. Throw to second. It gets away from the shortstop. And now a chance for the runner to go to third, and she is there safely. A costly mistake there by the Buffaloes defense. Stolen base. And then an error allowing Pearson to get up to third. So now with nobody out here in the home third, Lions have a runner at third with nobody out. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Guy. It is a little slow roller to the right side, fielded by the first baseman, getting it unassisted. Now a throw home, chance for the double play. The tag is not in time. Oh, boy, the throw was more than on time, but the tag by Savage was applied well too late, and Pearson slides in safely for the first run of the game. The Lions lead it 1-0 on the ground out to first by Lola Guy. If Savage was a little more quick on the tag, Pearson would have been out. The Lions take a 1-0 lead. Here is Reagan Harold, who fouls away the first pitch by Campbell over the fence down the right side, and it's 0-1. So an RBI ground out by Guy has given the Lions a 1-0 lead here in the home third. Bases are empty with one down. Here's the pitch. It is high. And now 1 ball, 1 strike. Well, a costly mistake on that field at second, followed by a late tag applied by Savage at home, allowing the Lions to take an early lead. Here's the pitch. It is in there for a called strike, and Harold down in the count. It's 1-2. The Lions don't have a deep roster. They only have 10 listed on their entire state roster. Just enough for one sub. Here's the pitch. It is high. Missed with the fastball. Evens up the count at 2-2. Or I should correct myself. They have 11 on the roster. Enough for a flex spot in that one substitution. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Campbell sets. Pitch to Harold. Swing and a miss. And a huge strikeout there. It's out number 2 here in the inning. Strikeout number 4 for Campbell. And that gets us back to the top of the order with sophomore catcher Lily Huseman. Popped out to third in her first at bat today. Bats here for a second time in the bottom of the third with the bases empty and 2 down. Calls for a quick time and steps outside the batter's box. Looks down to her third base coach, gets the sign, twirls the bat. And the umpire stepping out to say something to that Lions first base dugout. Now we're back to it as Huseman steps in. Campbell's first pitch, swung on and missed that high fastball. Kind of gave a weird look down the third base side to her coach, knowing probably shouldn't have swung at that one. And Campbell takes the early advantage. It's 0-1. Our first run of the game, an RBI ground out by Lola Guys, giving the Lions a 1-0 advantage here in the home third. And now Huseman fouls one away and quickly behind in the count. That no balls and 2 strikes. Inman awaits the winner of this game in the 11 a.m. semifinal tomorrow morning. Campbell trying to get out of the inning. No more harm done. She's got the 0-2 pitch on the way and just missed upstairs. And it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Second time in the last 3 seasons for this Lions team here at the state tournament. They weren't here a year ago, but we're here back in 2023. There's the swing and a miss. Got it with the high cheese. And down goes Huseman for the final out of this bottom of the third inning. But the Lions get on the board after a stolen base, an error, and a ground out. After 3 innings of play here in Pratt, the Lions won, and the Buffaloes nothing.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, for the Lions, they scratch across the first run here today. 1 run, 1 hit in that bottom of the third inning. So Onega coming up here in the top of the fourth inning, trailing for the first time today in this Class 2-1A quarterfinal in Pratt. Again, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Salmon here with you. Field side, left side of the infield here in Pratt. Little breezy, starting to warm up just a touch. The Buffaloes will have their second time through the order as Pilar Cox has been a handful. 9 up, 9 down, and 8 strikeouts. DeChant, one of those strikeout victims, steps in for a second time here to lead off the fourth. Cox sets and deals to DeChant, who fouls it straight back into the netting. And the fourth inning is a go with the count at 0-1. 424 batting average for DeChant, 9 long balls and 37 runs driven in this season. Wide open on her stance from the right side. Here's an 0-1, a little bit low, and the count evens up at 1 ball, 1 strike. Well, the Buffalo defense didn't help their cause in that last half inning that helped the Lions scratch across that first run of the game. Here's the pitch. And that one is just a touch south. And missed the zone. 2 balls, 1 strike. Well, Cox, she has not fallen behind many hitters here early. Only happened just a couple of times here so far. She is wheeling and dealing. Here's a ground ball, playable whirl on a nice high hop and a direct money throw to first, well in time. for the out. That ball was hit hard by DeChamp, but on a singular hop to whirl, got it about belt high and fired across the diamond for out number one. That brings up Mackenzie Dorsey, sophomore right fielder. Base is empty, one down here in the fourth. Lions have the 1-0 lead. Cox sets and fires, bunt shown. She pulled back, and the pitch was low for ball one. Jaden Haskin in the on-deck circle for Onega. One ball, no strikes. Another bunt put down. It's going right back to Cox, who comes out the circle, fires to first in time for the out. So Dorsey tried to catch him off guard. It was a good place bunt, but fielded well outside the circle by Cox. And a couple of ground outs here to start the Onega top of the fourth inning. So here's Haskin. He steps in. Batting average is very solid for her. First pitch low for ball one. Haskin entered the tournament batting average of .356. Pretty straight up, maybe slightly open on that right side stance. The 1-0 is fouled away. And it's one ball, one strike. Now the Buffaloes are trying to figure out Pilar Cox. They have not done so through one round through the order and then some. 11 up, 11 down so far. Here's the pitch, little slow roller, but right back to Cox again. Underhands it to first base to Guy to record the out. So three consecutive ground outs. That is all for the Buffaloes here in the top of the fourth inning. We're halfway home here in Pratt. The Blue Stem Lions lead the Onega Buffaloes 1-0 here on KMCA.
Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road. For heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring. Specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Pratt. The Blue Stem Lions, a 1-0 lead on the Onega Buffaloes here. This quarterfinal matchup at the state tournament. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you, Bridget Campbell back inside the circle trying to keep this deficit at 1-2-3-4 in this Lions order, starting here with junior left fielder Evan Neal. Neal straight up from that right side batter's box, and she fouls off the first pitch for strike number one. Neal a strikeout victim her first time up, as Campbell has racked up five strikeouts here so far today. Lions just the one run on one hit to this point. Onega still searching for their first hit in this afternoon's game. Next pitch in the dirt, evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Five players for this Blue Stem team batting north of 400 coming into the tournament. One ball, one strike, Campbell sets, middle of the rubber, swings it through and it's in there for a called strike. And now the advantage for Campbell at 1-2. DeChan at third, Hostetler the shortstop, Force at second, Ringel at first, Savage catching, Conger in left, Haskin the center fielder, and Dorsey is in right. As Neal fouls away that next pitch, fastball right at about the knee level, and it stays one ball, two strikes. So quite the two different games we have seen. Of course, the first game going into extra innings, a 7-6 Inman win. They await the winner of this one here, which is a 1-0 Blue Stem lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch was high, 2-2 now on the junior left fielder in Evan Neal. Senior Pilar Cox and senior Jewel Carlton also do up here for the Lions, the Tri-Valley League champs here in 25. Campbell sets, fires a 2-2. Another foul off there, and it stays two balls and two strikes. One run on one hit to this point. The difference in the Lions' lead. Campbell trying to keep it, that one-run deficit. Another 2-2 is on the way. Just missed outside. Count runs full, three balls, two strikes. And the first time for any side, either batter today, took until the bottom of the fourth to see our first full strike count. Campbell sets the 3-2. Ground ball. Oh, it's fielded beautifully by Campbell inside the circle. Quick dart to first in time for the out. So Campbell, the quick reflexes there, was sharply hit. And she scooped that ball left side of her left ankle and threw it over to Ringel for out number one. So a lengthy battle, and that one is won by Bridget Campbell. That brings up Pilar Cox, senior pitcher. Strikeout victim her first time up. Base is empty, one down here in the fourth. Watches one a little bit high and away, and it's one ball, no strikes. The best finish for Blue Stem in the state tournament, you got to go back to 2018. It was a third-place finish. Next pitch by Campbell in there for a called strike, evens it up at 1-1. So both of these teams in this game have their best finish in softball at state at third place. So both looking to take that next step here in 2025. This one is a mile high, popped up, shallow infield. It's going to be Campbell who comes outside the circle near the first baseline to make the catch for out number two. Boy, that was hit a mile high in the air at about four bodies converging on it, but ultimately Campbell made the catch. And two up, two down here in the home fourth. That brings up Jewel Carlton, the senior center fielder. She popped out to the catcher her first time up. First pitch by Campbell, and it's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. The only league loss for the Lions in the Tri-Valley League was to Cherryvale. They were the league champs in 2025. Here's a sharply hit ground ball. Hostetler bobbles, picks it up, fires to first, not in time. You know, could go either way. It was sharply hit, and just a little bit of a bobble by Hostetler at short, and Carlton's at first base with two outs. Keeps the inning alive for Danny Orpin, the sophomore right fielder. Leads the team with 13 doubles, and her batting average is .462. So Campbell has to set now with a runner on. First pitch low and inside to Orpin for ball one. And you just got to worry about getting the batter inside the box with two down. Don't want that two-out infield hit to come back to bite you. Now, this is hit well, out towards left center field, but playable. Conger moves into the gap, makes the catch, and that retires the side. So after a one-out hit, or a two-out hit, I should say, it does no harm as Carlton is stranded at first base. We go to the fifth inning here in Pratt. Blue Stem leading it 1-0.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside studio producer Kirk Kilman, appreciate the work here today. Brandon Tamman here in Pratt. We go to the fifth inning in this 2-1A softball quarterfinal. The Blue Stem Lions leading the Onega Buffaloes by a score of 1-0. It is Abby Ringel leading things off here for the Buffs. First pitch by Cox is hit well out towards left field, and that baby drops for a base hit. Ringel rounding first. She wants a double, and the throw is well off target, not in time, and a leadoff double for Abby Ringel. And it took until the fifth inning, but the Buffaloes have their first hit of today's game. And the tying run in scoring position with nobody out. That brings up the senior in Bridget Campbell. An emphatic first hit to left field by Abby Ringel. First pitch, good swing, but fouling it away is Campbell. And Cox jumps in front. It's 0-1. It took until inning number five for the Buffaloes to get their first hit. It was a leadoff double. Ringel at second base, and there is a check swing. Campbell went around, and it's 0-2. And Cox struck out the side in the first and also in the third and struck out eight of the first nine Buffaloes she faced. Buffaloes are starting to get a little bit more consistent, but not right there. That pitch, a called strike on the inside corner, and Campbell is down looking. Now, she had a little bit of a look walking out of the box, kind of back at the umpire, would tell me that she did not agree, but that is a big strikeout, number nine for Cox. And here is Hostetler. Fouls away the first pitch, and it's 0-1. So Ringel still at second base after the leadoff double, but now one out in the inning. The Lions are holding on right now to a 1-0 lead here on the top of the fifth. Hostetler open on her stance from the right side. Cox sets and fires. Bunt shown. It's popped up and caught. Well, Hostetler maybe tried to catch the Lions defense off guard. It was not well placed. Popped up on the bunt attempt, and Cox a couple steps in front of her to make the catch, and there are quickly two outs. And now it's up to the sophomore, Marissa Savage. Tying run at second base with two outs here in the fifth. First pitch, lifted out towards shallow left field. Could be a tough play. And coming in to make the catch in a near collision was Neal, the left fielder, and that retires the side. So after a leadoff double by Ringel, a strikeout, a pop-out, and a fly-out, and the Lions hold their 1-0 lead. We go to the home fifth here in Pratt. You heard it. 1-0. The Lions lead it here on KMCA.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Stem, a 1-0 lead on the Onega Buffaloes as we go to the home fifth here on KMCA. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Salmon with you here in Pratt. It is quarterfinal number two of the day. The winner of this one gets Inman, the Teutons, in the 11 a.m. semifinal tomorrow morning. Well, it took until the top of the fifth for the Buffaloes to get their first hit. It was a leadoff double by Abby Ringel, but a strikeout, a pop-out, and a fly-out ended the threat, and the Lions hold their 1-0 lead as they come up here in the bottom of the fifth. Campbell's first pitch in there to Whirl for a call strike, and it's 0-1. Samaya Whirl, senior third baseman, flew out to center her first time up, leading things off here in the home fifth. Now she rips this one down the left field line, and that baby is trouble. It is going to be extra bases. She has got good speed, and she slows down the pace and walks in there with a leadoff double. That was a frozen rope down the left field line. Conger got on it pretty quickly, but too much speed for Whirl. And a base runner in scoring position with nobody out for Eliana Pearson, the sophomore shortstop. Pearson singled and has scored the lone run of the game. Now she takes a good hack here but got nothing of it, and it snowballs to one strike. This is an important stretch here in this game. Lions trying to add to a 1-0 lead. Onega certainly wanting to keep that runner at second at bay. Get out of this inning with no harm done, but still a lot of work to do. Next pitch to Pearson was high. It's 1-1. That's middle of the box, right side open on her stance. Feet fairly short, close together, I should say, as Campbell fires in another one, missing inside. The count now 2-1. Again, Inman in the first game took it into the bottom of the eighth inning and walked off Pitt Colgan. A final score of 7-6. Campbell sets. Here's a 2-1. Just missed high. Three balls, one strike. With Lola Guy in the on-deck circle. And the Lions are leading at 1-0. They got that lone run back in the third. On a ground out by Guy, who I just mentioned, is in the on-deck circle. Right now they have Whirl at second base after a leadoff double here in the home fifth. The 3-1. in there for a called strike, and now throwing it down towards second base, cut off by Hostetler, and the count runs full. At 3 balls and 2 strikes. This is a big pitch on the way here by Bridget Campbell. Campbell has struck out 5 today. The 3-2. Low and inside, ball 4. That is the first walk issued by either pitcher here in this game. And now the Lions have runners at first and second with nobody out. Here is Lola Guy, the sophomore. An RBI ground out. The lone run credited to her side in that third inning. But now has 2 on and nobody out here in the 5th. Campbell sets and deals. They put down a bunt. It is fielded by the third baseman. Throw to third. It gets away. Tried to get the lead run and a throwing error. Make it 2 of those in the game. And the Lions have doubled up their lead as World scores standing, and it's 2-0. Well, it was fielded by D-Chan at third, turned and tried to get it to Hostetler to get the lead run, and now a meeting inside the circle. Pearson goes first to third, but again, a costly error as now 2 errors in the game by the Buffalo defense has helped lead to now a 2-0 Lions lead. Now meeting inside the circle. Campbell needs to settle it down here. And now the Lions have them at the corners with still nobody out. They have doubled up their lead here in the home 5th. It's now 2-0. So here is the freshman DP, Reagan Harrell. Big opportunity for her. First pitch, line to the right side. It's caught by the first baseman. And a double play as it's made by Ringel at first. Oh, how monstrous was that? A line out to Ringel at first, and off the bag was Guy and couldn't get back in time. And just like that, now 2 outs here in the inning. Wow, what a play. So now 2 outs, a runner at third. And here's Lily Huseman for a third time. It's up to her to get that runner in. And now she hits this one well out towards deep left and running it down in the gap to make the catch is Conger. So after all of that, only 1 run comes across. Minimal damage done. After 5 innings here in Pratt, the Lions 2 and the Buffaloes nothing. You're listening to softball here on KMZA.
Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road. For heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring. Specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, the Buffaloes got out of a busy bottom of the 5th inning, allowing just 1 run when it looked to be a chance for Bluestem to maybe put up a big inning. But nonetheless, the Lions have added to their lead. They lead the Buffaloes 2-0 here in Pratt as we're down to the final 2 innings. This game has moved rather quickly here on KMCA. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. It'll be 8-9-1 in the Buffaloes' order against Pilar Cox, who has given up just 1 hit so far in this game and has struck out 9. Here's Annie Force leading things off in the away 6. Cox the righty, settles, spins it on the right hip, and fires the first pitch. It's lifted out towards shallow left field, and it drops in for a base hit. First pitch, eyeing, and Force drives it out to shallow left for a leadoff single. Good start here for the Buffaloes. That brings up the junior left fielder, Ember Conger, who made a nice running catch in the gap to end that last half inning. Now wants to try to do something here on offense. Buffaloes are trailing 2-0. Here's Cox's first pitch. They show bunt. It's put down, but just foul. So trying the bunt to get that runner into scoring position. But fouled away down that third base line, and it's 0-1 here on Conger. After a leadoff single by four, she is at first base, nobody out. You're in the top of the sixth inning. The Lions leading the Buffaloes 2-0. Boy, the Buffaloes were fortunate to only give up one in that bottom of the fifth. They are down 2-0. Cox shakes off one sign. Here's the 0-1 to Conger, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number two. So didn't show bunch. He swung away at that one and missed everything. And now has to really have a keen eye here because it's 0-2. Up in the box, slightly open on the stance from the right side. Cox settles, swings it through, swing and a miss. Got her with the high fastball, and that's the first out here in the top of the sixth inning. Double-digit strikeouts now for Pilar Cox. That is number 10. And here's the top of the order for a third time. It's Addison DeChant. 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. Four still at first base. First pitch by Cox. Just a little bit low for ball one. Clouds are starting to separate a touch. A little bit more of the blue skies. The sun peeking in and out at times. 61 was our temp at first pitch. Next pitch is popped up and out of play, and it's going to be strike number one. You had Whirl, the third baseman, and Huseman kind of converging on it towards that third base side dugout, but just blew that wind over and out of play. Dorsey in the on-deck circle. Opportunity here for the Buffaloes. Runner at first and one out. They trail 2-0 here in the sixth. Here's the 1-1 by Cox. It is low for ball two. And Cox has been nearly unhittable. Just two hits allowed, including the one there to DeChant, or I should say to Force, who's at first base here. There's a pitch well located on the inside part of the plate, a called strike. And now two balls and two strikes. Can DeChant come through here with two strikes? Here is the pitch. It is low, ball three, and the count is full. Monster pitch on the way here in the top of the sixth. Lions leading it 2-0. Buffalo's a runner at first base and one out. Cox sets. The 3-2. Ground ball left side. Whirl Fields drops it. Now our only play is at first and the throw is wide. It gets away and both runners moving up another touch. And now the Buffalo's after a throwing error have them at second and third with one out in the inning. Heady base running by the Buffaloes. It was a hard shot to Whirl at third. She wanted to go two, but an initial bobble made her have to change her mind and try to throw it to first to get one. And the throw was wide and got towards that first base side dugout. So the first error by the Lions. Let's see if it costs them big time. We'll see. So the Buffaloes have runners at second and third with one out, trailing 2-0 here in the top of the sixth. Here is Mackenzie Dorsey. Big opportunity for the sophomore right fielder. Base hit could maybe tie the game. First pitch to her. Just missed inside. Now a throw down to third and not in time. And sliding back in safely head first is Force. Here is this opportunity for the Buffaloes. Second and third base with one out in the inning. 1-0 the count here on Dorsey. Here's the pitch. And she hits this well, but it's going to be foul down the left field line. Just a touch out in front. One ball, one strike. Now the Buffaloes didn't get their first hit until the fifth inning. Now they're finally putting something together here, but they need to come through. Bunt is shown, and it's put down, but foul. And now Dorsey falls behind at 1-2. Well, really didn't show bunt until the pitch was on the way, so maybe tried to catch the Lions defense off guard there. Corner infield playing a touch in. You have DeChant at second base, Force at third. Here is a 1-2 pitch by Cox. Swing and a miss. That is a monster strikeout for Pilar Cox, number 11 of this afternoon's game, and it's down to Jaden Haskin, the junior center fielder. Buffalo's trailing 2-0 here in the top of the sixth. Runners at second and third, but now two outs. It is up to Haskin here, the pitch. Missing high, ball one. Well, Haskin has driven 31 batters in this season. Well, he would like to add to that total here. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch by Cox. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. DeChamp, the runner at second. Force, the runner at third. Two outs here in the inning. Buffalo's trailing 2-0. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch by Cox. Another swing and a miss, and quickly it is 0-2, and then picked off at third base as Huseman guns down Force, who was an extra step off third, and that ends the inning. Oh, my goodness. So the Buffaloes squander a pretty good opportunity there, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Same score. Lions 2, Buffaloes nothing. High school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Pratt. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Boy, the Onega Buffaloes had a good opportunity in that top of the sixth inning. They had two runners in scoring position with one out, and they come up empty. As it appears, we're going to have a new pitcher here for the Buffaloes. It's going to be Hostetler here to try to keep things at 2-0. So Campbell's day is done. DeChamp now at short. Campbell at third. So five innings pitch for Campbell, but now Hostetler, the sophomore, is inside the circle to pitch the bottom of the sixth inning. And the first pitch to Evan Neal is low for ball one. A 2-0 Lions lead, trying to add to it here in the home six. Hostetler's next pitch, a little bit low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Neal, Cox, and Carlton, 2, 3, and 4 in this Lions order. Inman patiently awaiting the winner in tomorrow morning's semifinal. Hostetler's 2-0 in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. The junior left fielder, Evan Neal, she is 0-for-2 today, a strikeout and a ground out, leading things off for third at bat here in the home six. A 2-1 by Hostetler. Swing and a miss. Got her with the fastball. Speaking of fastballs, a sophomore in Hostetler can touch up north of 60 miles per hour on her fastball. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, and came right back with another heater and got Neal swinging there for out number one. First strikeout for Hostetler. That brings up Pilar Cox. A strikeout and a pop out to her credit. She's 0-for-2. And the Lions are leading this game 2-0, batting in the home six. Hostetler trying to retire this side 1-2-3 to keep it at a two-run deficit, with the Buffaloes having one more at bat to come. One ball, no strikes here on Cox. First pitch was low. Next one, swing and a miss. Evens things up at 1-1. So again, Hostetler came in, started it short. DeChamp's there now. Campbell now playing at third. Hostetler sets and fires a 1-1. Fastball missed high. Two balls, one strike. Well, Hostetler again, just a sophomore, but was All-State a year ago as a freshman. Here's a 2-1. Fouled away, and it's two balls, two strikes. Well, last year in the third-place game, Hostetler got the start, and had 11 strikeouts in the third place win against Inman. Two balls, two strikes here on Cox. One out, nobody on here in the home six. The Lions are leading the Buffaloes 2-0. Here's a ground ball right side, fielded by Force. Easy play over to first in time for out number two. So two up and two down. Good job by Hostetler here out in relief and now has to deal with senior center fielder and Jewel Carlton. One for two with a single today. And that single back in the fourth. Then popped out to the catcher back in the second. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So the Lions got one run in the third and one run in the fifth, but the Buffaloes were fortunate that it wasn't more than that one run in that fifth inning. This is popped up left side of the infield, and it's going to be DeChant, the shortstop, who calls off Campbell to make the catch. And Hostetler in relief retires the side. 1-2-3. It's down to this. We go to the seventh here in Pratt. The Buffaloes need two to tie, and they're down 2-0 against the Lions of Blue Stem. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here in Pratt, the Onega Buffalo season comes down to this seventh inning. They trail the Blue Stem Lions 2-0 here on KMZA quarterfinal. The state tournament in Pratt. Thanks for tuning in. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tavman with you. Here we go. It's Jaden Haskin. As Pilar Cox looking to get her team to the next round, the Buffaloes needing at minimum two runs here to keep their season alive. First pitch high for ball one. Haskin 0 for 2, a ground out and a strikeout today. Pilar Cox trying to go the distance. She has been very, very good with 11 strikeouts and no walks. Next pitch high, it's 2-0. Well, Cox has not gotten behind many hitters here today. And now with Haskin ahead at 2-0, let's see what she does here. Spins it at the right hip, and it's fouled away. So swung through it, probably would have been a strike call anyways. And now two balls, one strike here on Haskin. Ringel and Campbell do up as well. It is 3-4-5, the meaty part of this Buffaloes lineup again, needing two in this inning to keep their season alive. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch, and that's a swing and a miss. And now it's 2-2. So quickly after falling behind 2-0, Cox comes right back to even the count. And two balls and two strikes. Big 2-2. Swing and a miss. First out here in the seventh. 12 strikeouts for Pilar Cox. And now here's Abby Ringel, who doubled to lead off the fifth inning. But after that, a strikeout and a couple of pop-outs ended that threat. Now needs to come through here with one out in the seventh with her team trailing by two. First pitch in there, called strike, knee high, and it's 0-1. The Buffaloes have only managed to gather two hits so far to this point against Pilar Cox. Next pitch high, one ball, one strike. Well, the Buffaloes are a second consecutive season here in Pratt, but last year finishing third and now on the cusp of being eliminated in the first round. And there's a swing and a miss. And now Ringel behind. It's 1-2. Campbell awaiting in the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch. It is low. And now two balls, two strikes. Cox took off. A little pace there with that pitch, but a good eye by Ringel. Two balls, two strikes, one out, base is empty. Top of the seventh inning, the Lions leading the Buffaloes 2-0. Here's the pitch. It is high, 3-2. A monster 3-2 pitch set to be delivered by Pilar Cox. who has been nearly unhittable here today. Now a time called. And a meeting inside the circle here for the Lions as they try to wrap this one up here and move on to the semifinals tomorrow. Don't forget, Care 93-7, the last game here in Pratt, that is Oskaloosa and Central Heights. We will have that one for you once again on our sister station, Care 93.7 FM. Oskaloosa Bears have had a tremendous season at 22-5. They are the 5 seed in this field, taking on the 4 seed in Central Heights. Again, that's the final game, scheduled start time around 5 over on Care 93.7 this evening. Right now here, after that timeout, the Buffaloes need some help. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Abby Ringel. 1 out here in the 7th, Buffaloes trailing 2-0. Cox back in, settles, right foot staggered stance. Here's the pitch, popped up on the infield behind the circle, and it's going to be the shortstop and Pearson to make the catch for out number 2, and the Buffaloes are down to their final out. It's up to Bridget Campbell to keep things alive. She is 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Cox sets inside the circle. Here's the pitch. And it just missed inside. 1 ball, no strikes. An incredible season for the Buffaloes once again, coming down to this at bat here. There's a foul off there, right back into the netting, and the count evens up. 1 ball, 1 strike. Can Campbell get on and get Hostetler to the plate? We will see. Here's a 1-1 by Cox. Boy, just missed low. 2 balls, 1 strike. A 2-0 Blue Stem lead here in the top of the 7th. But 2 outs. Base is empty here. Down to Campbell to do something to keep it alive. 2-1. Hit out towards left field, and it drops in for a base hit. And the inning continues, and that gets Hostetler to the plate. Just the 3rd hit in today's game by this Buffalo offense. And we do get to see the sophomore in Hostetler, who represents the tying run at the plate. Campbell at first. 2 outs here in the top of the 7th. Lions holding on to the 2-0 lead, trying to punch their ticket to the semifinals tomorrow morning. First pitch to Hostetler. Hard swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Hostetler today. A strike out in the 2nd. And a pop out to the pitcher in the 5th. That was on a bunt attempt. Open on her stance. No balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Little bit high. Evens up at 1-1. Bridget Campbell at first base with 2 outs. It is down to this. Wide open on that right side. Stance for Hostetler. Cox's pitch. They swing and a miss. And down to the final strike here as Hostetler needs to protect, needs to put the ball in play. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 1 on. Top 7, Lions 2, Buffaloes nothing. Here's the pitch. In there, called strike 3, and the game is over. A fitting ending to this one as Pilar Cox strikes out her 13th batter of the day. This one looking to end it. And the final score here in this one, the Blue Stem Lions 2 and the Onega Buffaloes nothing. Our postgame show is next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, we offer skilled nursing services at our Eastridge facility in Centralia. Since 1990, Eastridge has excelled in providing long-term care with a personal caring touch. At Eastridge, you'll find a home-like atmosphere, superior nursing care, therapy professionals, and a staff that treats their residents like family. Contact Eastridge today for more information or to schedule a tour. See for yourself why they are so highly rated by residents and their families. Eastridge Skilled Nursing, 785-857-3388.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. and with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes.
Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road, for heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final score here in Pratt, 2-1A State Softball Tournament quarterfinal. The 3-seed Bluestem Lions advance with a 2-0 victory over the 6-seed Onega Buffaloes. Back one final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks again for tuning in. As Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, back in our Kansas Land studios, I'm Brandon Tabman here, fieldside in Pratt. Well, it was a fairly swift game. Both starting pitchers were on one early, but a couple costly defensive mistakes in the middle innings, not helping the Buffaloes here, as it was scoreless going into that bottom of the third inning, and the Lions were able to get their first run of the game after a leadoff single by Eliana Pearson. Got a stolen base and then an error that got her to third. An RBI ground out by Lola Guy in that third inning gave Bluestem that 1-0 lead and then would double it up to 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. And the Buffaloes were fortunate that that wasn't a bigger inning. Samaya Worrell had a leadoff double, and they actually had multiple base runners in scoring position with less than two outs. But a double play that was hit off the bat of Reagan Harrell, the line drive double play at first, a nice play by Ringel over there to bring up a double play and held the Lions ultimately to just one run in that fifth inning. But again today, the story is Pilar Cox, the starting pitcher for this Bluestem Lions squad, who was nearly unhittable. She goes all seven innings, allowing three hits, no walks, and 13 strikeouts. And she struck out eight of the first nine that she had faced here today. Certainly the Buffaloes got the bats going a touch, able to get some into play, but for the most part, this Lions defense held true. Really just a couple of opportunities gone by the wayside for the Buffaloes, and their season ends with a record of 21-8. And after finishing third place here in Pratt a year ago, here in 2025, they find themselves out the door here in day number one. Well, again, thanks for everyone listening, all of the sponsors and everybody in between. Just great fan support across the board. But for the Onega Buffaloes, again, their season ends here in day number one in Pratt. Again, don't forget, Care 93.7, our sister station around 5 o'clock. That time is certainly to be determined. The final game of the day here in Pratt, it's the 5-seed Oskaloosa Bears taking on the 4-seed in Central Heights. Those two records, 22-5 and 23-4 respectively. We'll have that one following the Bears. Again, over on Care 93.7. ETA for that start time, 5 o'clock roughly, we will see. But we are a little bit behind schedule here, but not too much after this game with Onega and Bluestem went just north of an hour long. All right, let's get to the totals here, and then we will get you out of here after that. For the Bluestem Lions, again, the winner today, as they get the 2-seed Inman Teutons in the 11 a.m. semifinal tomorrow. Lions here today, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They left 2 on base. Starting pitcher again, Impilar Cox, the win. 7 innings, 3 hits, no walks, and 13 strikeouts. She was dominant inside the circle here today. And they improved their record to 21-3. For the Buffaloes, their season ends in this first round. It's a 21-8 record here for them in 2025. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. They left 3 on base. Game time today for this one, 1 hour and 20 minutes. For Kirk Tillman in studio, Brandon Tam and Aaron Pratt, we'll see you over on Care 93.7 around 5 o'clock for the Oskaloosa Bears and Central Heights Vikings. Until then, thanks for listening to High School Softball here on the MSC Sports Radio.